When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Where'd you put it?
I don't know.
That's, I've been looking at that damn peppercini since last night. Please get rid of it.
I had.
She's been hanging on to this weird peppercini. Are we recording?
I had. Okay, I'm sorry, but this. I was snacking on this. It wasn't this specific. Well, it might have been this specific one.
It's weird to bring a peppercini.
Don't yell from the back. That's from the Brea Improv.
To bring a peppercini.
Yes, it is.
From the Brea Improv into the afternoon of your next day. It is now 2 p.m. You've had the peppercini for almost 24 hours.
I can't eat anything. This is all I can snack on.
That's not true. You can have oats. You can have.
I already had oats today.
You can't have rice. You better not bring mommy near any rice.
Don't bring that up, dude. Seriously.
Let's start the pod.
I'm not asking you to just throw out my rice shit.
not a fight about rice.
That's personal. I'm Puerto Rican. I can't have rice. That's like having AIDS.
I'm sorry. I can't have potatoes.
That's like the equivalent of having
Irish.
AIDS.
That's the equivalent too. So we're both in this boat together.
We have food AIDS.
We have food allergies.
Let's get it started.
Welcome to This Bitch. With Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to another episode of This Bitch episode. Welcome to another episode of This Bitch. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
And we're here live from the world famous comedy store, baby. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, you heard. We have food allergies.
Listen.
I can't even say it without stuttering.
I'm sorry if I brought it up a little bit on my podcast last week. So I'm sorry if you're hearing it again, but I will complain about this a few more times in my life. I'm sorry. I can't eat chicken or beef.
Chicken or beef.
But I can have a sugar-free Red Bull. Make it make sense.
Shout out to Ways to Well. Thank you, Brigham. Now we know what's wrong with us.
It's true. I actually feel great since I've been eating this way the last 3 days.
I actually didn't know I was allergic to almonds. Making a lot of sense. Every time I ate almonds, I said, I feel like I swallowed a loaf of bread. Like, but they're good for me. It has protein.
I don't know how it works.
All we know is that if you want to poison us, you just bring out a piece of tilapia.
Sarah and I are both allergic, which is so funny, to tilapia and trout. Sarah, by the way, Sarah is severely allergic to trout. How funny. You could kill Shanky off with a trout.
Get the trout away from mama.
Oh, she pisses me off. I'm going to say trout. Send in the trout.
Can I say something, though? You don't have one severe allergy.
No. And I'm proud of that.
You're looking at me with disdain.
You weakling.
You weak Jew.
You'd be killed off with just a little slap in the face by a fish. If I slapped you with a trout, you'd be
dead.
Out.
Dead. If you slapped me with a trout, would that go viral? That's a dark thought.
Yeah.
She slapped me with a trout so we could go viral.
Did you see those two hot girls from the podcast? They were in the underwear slapping each other with trout. It's like, ew, things have gotten really sad over here on our end.
Sorry, is that tilapia? We can't.
I feel like I didn't see you.
You didn't.
In a while.
You didn't. You were at home for Christmas.
You know what? I'll tell you something.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It does. I missed you.
I know you'd missed me.
How do you know?
Because you were initiating calls. So normally I'm. I go.
So you were calling Sarah.
She was calling me. And
I was like, hey. And she's like, I got to get on the road. I was like, okay, but what are you doing?
I was like, my, how the tables have turned.
Oh, you like that. I like when I initiate for you, mama.
Yeah. I knew you missed me.
We're learning in this marriage.
We are.
Every day, every hour. How was your Christmas?
Merry. No, it was good. My grandma was there. She's going deaf, so that's fun. She's going deaf, but she refuses to wear hearing aids because she's vain.
That's funny.
And she thinks that she's younger than she is. Like, she found out on Christmas for, like, the fifth time that she was 93. And she was like, no.
That's going to be me when I'm 93. I'm like, there's no way. Like, but I'm still horny.
She's literally like, there's no way. And we're like, yeah, you're 93. She's like, how long have I been in assisted living for? We're like, 9 years. She goes, no. That is crazy. And then she just was like being funny and like talking shit. And she got my mom got everyone like little table gifts. She mm-hmm. like wrapped them, put them on the table. It was really cute. And my grandma opened it up and it was a compact mirror. And she was like, this is exactly what I needed. And she's like looking at herself at the mirror.
Your mom knew what she'd want.
Yeah.
Your mom's a good gift giver for giving in to the narcissism.
Yeah. She's like, let's get the 93-year-old narcissist a hand mirror. And when I went into her assisted living.
Can we talk about why she almost got kicked out of assisted living last year?
Oh, yeah.
For choking someone. her grandma's like.
Small.
Was like beautiful, I guess, her whole life.
My grandma was like a beautiful model.
And like is still like very vain and like into herself. And I guess she choked someone at the retirement home. And I think that's so funny.
She apparently did. And then my dad was like, how could that happen? She's 93. I don't know if she has enough strength to choke somebody.
No. I feel like that's the opposite. I feel like people in their 90s have like the best grip.
Whoa.
Ew, Xavier.
People in their 90s have the best grip.
Ew. Baby Xavier's been fucking the elderly. What's happening over
catch
there?
Catch me visiting Sarah's grandma.
Oh! Wait. If Zave's and your grandma got together, how would you truly feel? Not him saying, catch me at finding Sarah's grandma. Zaves. I didn't know you had it in you.
Well, I mean, the blowjob would be good. She is missing quite a few teeth.
Ew.
So it does make it easier.
Ew.
What? You're the one. You guys were fucking my grandma.
What if?
And then I brought up the fact she didn't have teeth, and then you said, ew. Like, I brought up the idea.
No, listen. What if?
You brought up the idea first, you sick fucks.
What if baby Zaves got your grandma pregnant? Somehow it happened. She had one egg left. There was one that was hiding.
Honestly?
It was hiding behind a liver somewhere.
I don't know. I don't trust that baby would come out normal.
Okay, but it did. It did. Grandma and Zaves produced.
And the baby's not on the spectrum.
And the baby's fine.
I'll raise it.
No, they're not asking. Wow.
Well, I don't know. There's no right answer.
Well, would you be happy for them?
No. It would be weird.
Baby Zaves.
What if baby Zaves knocked your grandma, bitch?
What would that be to you?
Well, it'd be my son and my grandmother. Incest.
Your son incest. And your own grandmother.
That's my sweet, sweet son.
That
what do you mean?
That's our sweet,
we
sweet son.
We birthed him together out of our vaginas, and now you're saying he's going to go fuck my grandma? This is getting sick.
Okay, well, this is the reality of life. It doesn't always go as planned.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe he's going to fuck your grandma. How would you feel about that?
My grandma's not a whore.
Don't call my 93-year-old grandmother a whore. She's a slut, but she ain't no whore.
It's our first official fist fight. Is that where me calling your grandma?
Somebody get me tilapia.
Someone get me a trout. Man. So I'm sure you had a Christmas dinner, right? Do you guys do Christmas night or Christmas?
Used to do Christmas Eve dinner and then opens on presents and then Christmas morning and then Christmas Day dinner.
Ugh,
but now we just do
lot.
Now. Yeah. Now we just do Christmas Day dinner.
I expected Christmas Day dinner.
Yeah.
Did you know?
What?
Real like the like Puerto Ricans do Christmas Eve and not Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah.
I see that you got distracted by the crack in your glass.
I did.
It was like an ADD moment, and you took such a minute that I'm like, I have to address it. I can't just ignore the fact that she's running her fingers over the crack in her glass right
okay,
now.
Okay, can I explain the mental illness that
she's
was
fingering
going-
her crack. What?
If you're not watching, I did finger my crack, and it is full of Red Bull. put Red Bull in my crack and just finger it, would you? Well, I just know.
This episode is unhinged more than normal. You're talking about him getting my grandma pregnant, you fingering your crack.
It's the holidays, dude.
We're unhinged. We spent too much time with our families.
No, I think it would be great if.
Anyways,
I noticed the crack in my glass and I had to.
Run your fingers.
Run my fingers through it because then my health anxiety was like, did I swallow that piece? You know my health anxiety.
Yeah, I know. It's the fucking reason I found out I'm allergic to trout. Because you're like, I'm doing a food allergy test. I'm like, I guess I should
too. And
now
my girl can't eat trout.
Now you took trout away from me.
I took trout from my girl and she'll never get it back. When's the last time you had a trout?
What was the first time?
Okay, so you had Christmas dinner. Yeah, my Puerto Ricans only celebrate Christmas Eve. Like, Christmas Day is not really...
When did you open presents? Christmas Eve?
Christmas morning. But after Christmas morning, it's like over.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
There's honey, no dinner? Christmas night, 8 p.m., we're taking the shit down.
So it's a Christmas Eve dinner.
It's Christmas Eve party with food.
Okay.
Not like sit-down dinner. There's none of that on Christmas.
There's no sit-down dinner.
No.
Well, we have a sit-down dinner.
No, we don't have a sit-down dinner. We go and kill a live pig.
You did that. You did that this year?
We kill a live pig. No, but we ate the pig. We didn't go and kill it this year.
Oh, thank God.
But someone did.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't you. You don't have blood on your hands this holiday season.
No,
it's a weird way to go into the new year.
Yeah, we go and kill a pig. We shove a stick in its mouth.
It's a dick in its mouth.
A stick, not a dick.
The way that you said it. The way that you fucking said it sounded like dick. We shove a dick in its mouth.
Oh, the old Christmas icing.
You gotta enunciate when you say stick.
Santa's claws. I
mean, you have to say stick in a clear enunciated way. You can't go, we take the pig's stick. It's like, what?
Okay, we take a stick and we put it in the pig's mouth through its ass. And then we put it over Philo and twirl it like with an apple in its mouth, like in the movies.
I know you told me this. And it's called La Lechon or something. What is it?
La Lechon.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
I retain 1% of the information this. You tell me.
I forgot.
I know.
Does anybody else not remember anything? I don't know anything.
I tried to do math and it was sad. And it really stayed with me. It really stayed with me because I was like, oh, I'm dumb.
Should we do a math test and see where we can get? Can we do some? Can
algebra?
We pull up some maybe? Like, I don't even know where I would.
No, I need a piece of paper.
Let's do like fourth grade level math. Let's do fourth grade level math. Someone bottle that up and sell it.
What?
My little driblet.
Ew. Can you not dribble it on the table, please, that we're sharing?
They're going to have to pay for that.
This is my sick friend.
I'm not sick. I'm well.
Isn't that a song?
I'm not sick. I'm well.
No, that's not how it goes.
What is it?
I'm not sick, but I'm not well. Someone knows.
Yeah.
Harvey Danger.
I'm not sick, but I'm not. Oh, yeah, they put it in a lot of movies, that song. I took college algebra a lot of times.
I took pre-algebra. I had to take pre-algebra, and I said, I think there's a mistake. And they said, nope, you're supposed to be here unless you want to test out of it. And I said, I can't test out of it. And everyone had feeding tubes.
What?
Everyone in my pre-algebra class was like,
wait, hold on.
There was three guys in my pre-algebra class who had feeding tubes.
Hold the fuck on.
Yes.
Why were so many men on feeding tubes in your class?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You didn't ask why everybody on this room was in
it. Excuse me? What did you do wrong to get the feeding tube? What went wrong with you? I didn't ask.
There can't be more than two feeding tubes in my class.
They were all like this. They were in wheelchairs like this. It was jarring. And then I was like, they have actual like problems. I don't think I'm supposed to be in this math class.
And they said you are.
And it was a punch
Sarah,
to the ego,
no.
bitch.
How many people were in the class? If you say six, I'm going to lose my mind. If they're in three of them were on feeding tubes and one of them was
you. No, it was like a 40-person class. Okay. Three of them were on feeding tubes.
That's too many still. The numbers aren't... I know math that much, that those numbers aren't adding up.
I'm telling you. It was like... Maybe one was in a feeding tube and the other were in wheelchairs.
Stop doing that with your hands.
Sorry.
She did not do that.
Am I going to get canceled for that?
Honey.
Can we edit that out?
Canceled from what? Where are we going?
Is my sitcom going to get taken off the air? For showing what the people in my math class look like?
It was really what they look like.
They did.
Okay.
Oh, wait, God. Hold
on. Okay, fourth grade sample test. Do you guys have the answers? Don't pull them up, but do you have them?
No.
Maybe we could put the
question. I know the answer to number one.
Hold on. Don't say it yet. Can I try? Dana used a rule to make a number pattern. Her rule is to multiply by two. Which number pattern? Oh, okay.
Can I say?
Yeah. At the same time. One, two, three.
B.
Nice.
Buzz, buzz, sweetie.
Buzz, buzz.
Okay, this might be too easy.
No, this is good. let's keep it cool.
Jim used an additional rule to make this number pattern. Which number pattern could be made using the same rule? We're just multiplying by two? Wait. Jim used an additional rule. See, this is why I don't like school.
It's B.
Hold on. That's not my issue.
What?
Jim, this is why I was not good at school. Jim used an additional rule to make this number pattern. So as a student, I would have been like, okay, so he's multiplying by two and then also adding another pattern on. Why would they say it like that?
Addition. You're reading it additional and it says addition. He used an addition rule.
Oh. So
like math.
I actually, reading's the only thing I got good grades in, surprisingly.
Same, but
I got C's and D's and F's. And
I know the answer.
Reading. Okay, Sarah, tell us.
B.
Good job. We need a harder one. We can't just have Sarah adding 4 plus 4 and then I'm doing the answers.
Are you guys good at like your times tables?
We're good. We could do fourth grade. Let's do seventh grade.
Why would you?
Let's get a seventh grade
My seventh grade teacher was off. It's not my fault. She was off.
All the teachers are off.
My math teacher, I don't even remember who my math teacher was in seventh. Oh, she was off. She was really fat and she loved pies. And she smelled like Victoria's Secret pear lotion.
I know exactly what that smells like.
It's a good smell.
It's a good smell.
She was like kind of fat and smelled like that. And she would talk about baking pies and she'd be in like big dresses.
She sounds kind of nice.
She was when she was really good at math. Why are you feeling sad?
Nothing. I just had a flashback to one time when I was in college and I started dating this guy and I'm pretty sure he was a serial killer. And sometimes I have this weird feeling in my mind that he actually did kill me. This one time where he took me into the woods on this date and showed me this crossbow that he had. And it was like in the middle of the woods, like a scary movie. And then he started stalking me after. And then sometimes I have like this thought in my head that maybe he did kill me that night. And I've made up my entire life since then in the afterlife.
Okay, this is something, Paul, if you're watching, if your therapist is watching, that was the most insane moment of silence thing to say.
That's not
that
crazy.
That was one of the crazier things you've ever said. I'm sorry. I've been sitting across from you for quite some time, and that was bonkers. That the man who took you into the woods killed you, and now this is your afterlife? Surprised you're with me?
Ugh, why would I do this? Every day, another errand, another email, another follow-up. She called me 4 times about the fucking bee.
And then she forgot
the bee. She didn't even bring the bee. She called me 4 times today, and she was like, I hate to say it again, but don't forget the bee. And then she forgot the fucking bee. What kind of hell am I in?
But you brought it.
I know. So thank God you reminded me. What is that?
Jesus Christ.
Right, so oh, God. 11 times this. 11. I think it's 121. Which one was it?
You got it right. I got it wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're clicking the answer. Was 18 divided by 3?
6.
Yeah. I agree. This is good. 99 minus 35.
64?
Yeah. Yeah. What is the square root?
Can you guys make it a little more dramatic for me? Can you read off the answers?
Okay.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Sorry, we're acing school.
We feel really good about ourselves. So yeah. Sorry for letting ourselves have a quick moment.
We know that one too.
What is the square root of 64? 6, 8, 21, or 1 trillion?
I'm going to go 1 trillion.
It's wait. 8. Okay.
Was that, were we supposed
I said
to
wait and you said 8, so it sounded like I said 8. I'm just going to go with it. 33. What is 33 times 7? Oh, is it getting harder and harder?
Yeah, it's 231.
I don't even have time.
Are you for real? Are you doing this right now?
Was that right?
That's pretty
yeah, that's pretty good.
At the end.
okay, we all know pi. This 3.14. is insulting. I won't even answer that one. I'm embarrassed to.
You know, she's secretly really good at math.
No, this is, I can't do algebra. I can't, negative one. Well, 5 minus 6 is -1.
Can I say,
that doesn't mean I'm really good at math.
I was going to say,
guys.
I didn't want to be mean, but can I say these are not crazy? You guys are like, are you cheating? And it's like literally 5 minus 6. Like, what's happening? I don't want to be rude and call out her accomplishment, but like, I literally stopped answering because I'm like, I can't answer 5 minus 6 anymore, seriously. So I was like, -1. And then she looks at me like, I didn't get it. I'm like, I know.
And everyone's
like, incredible. They were like gasping like you were fucking Rain Man.
I was waiting for Brian to come in and clap again.
It was crazy.
It was making me feel good.
That multiplication one, you hit
you
hard.
Know why?
Because you found the last number first and it was only one with
my
one.
My mom put me to
in Kumon?
Kumon.
You were in Kumon?
I was in Kumon.
Were you a little Indian kid?
I was so bad at math that my mom was like, well, you're going to Kumon. And so they taught me like tricks and now I can do multiplication.
Really?
I'm good at multiplying.
I wish I had Kumon. Maybe I'd get some praise
this
from
this is an ad for Kumon.
From the choir in the back.
By the way, if you're struggling with math.
Right. Kumon.
Brian, I know 6 times 3.
Come back. She's about to do something crazy. We're about to get into division. All right. Are we done?
Yeah, we can be done.
What is this? Totally random question. They're trying
Which of these brands do you think is cool?
Gap, Google. Mini brands or Glossier? Glossier. Duh.
Oh my God, there's so many more. Jesus.
McDonald's.
That might be an ad.
That's mine.
We're on the last one.
That is.
8 times 4 is 32.
32. Fuck. Well, that was.
I have to answer the ad question. Oh, sure.
It's Bath and Body Works.
Oh, did we pay us? Are you a boy or a girl? This is weird. Is this human trafficking?
This Brian sent this. It's my fault.
That is scary.
My favorite brand is Ritz Crackers, of course. What's happening?
Dude, I actually went to go take a test to see what my mental illness was online recently. Like just like a vague one. And it started asking me so many personal questions that I'm pretty sure it was a human trafficking website. It was literally like, at first it was like,
she
what's wrong with you?
Human trafficking.
No, listen. listen. It was like, what's wrong with you? And then it was like, okay.
Where are you going to be tomorrow?
Where did you grow up? And then it was like, literally like that. Like, what do you plan spending your next summer? And then I was like, what size are your panties? I was like,
no,
what the fuck?
I
got assaulted by a survey. I swear to God. I swear. And then I answered a few because I'll gaslight myself into thinking maybe this is part of the trauma. Like, what if I pick a slutty panty because I've never been loved? You know what I mean? Like, I overthink tests.
Where are you going next summer? And would you like to be in the desert?
Yeah. Not the panty. Wait, I want to know. Hold on. Whose is this personally?
That is a fresh box.
From where?
From Moji Melt.
Whose house has it been at?
At mine. It went from I haven't ever opened it.
What happened to your old one? Did you run through all the loop?
No. I just didn't. I wanted to.
She had three of these. I gave you one.
I gave Potter one. And I gave the honeydew, which I am allergic to.
Not as being the Powder Puff Girls of lube.
Okay, let's.
Dude, I'm actually obsessed with this lube.
What are you doing there?
I'm trying to put some of this on my wrist to eat some. Can I have a little? I'm sorry. Can we pause the podcast for a little? Snack.
I mean, not you snacking on the lube again.
Honey, you know what I do with this? I treat this lube like it's yogurt. I take the lid off.
No.
have a bite of honeydew.
You know I'm allergic to honeydew, but I'll do it.
That's how good it is. One last
Whoa.
Honeydew. Now that is your last honeydew.
That is better than real honeydew.
I know. This sucks. Hold on.
I didn't even think I was sad about being allergic to honeydew until just now when I tried that.
Can I tell you something about this?
What? You judged me and now you're lotioning it up with it.
It is because you know how most lubes like feel like sticky almost?
Yeah.
I like that this feels kind of like a lotion.
It's buttery.
It's buttery. That's exactly.
That's how we came up with the song.
We're buttery. We're wet.
We're the girls.
Okay, forget it.
We're the type of girls you want to pet. We're mochi girls.
Okay,
yeah. Mochimelt.com, discount code TB15. Get your lube today.
Get your lube today, sweeties. Use this lube. It's slippery as hell.
It's good for Valentine's Day.
Get this loop. It's slippery as hell.
It's really good for Valentine's Day, too.
It's good for Valentine's Day. It doesn't come in embarrassing, weird packaging. It's not, like, intimidating. You ever see lube and it comes in neon? You're like, please, do we need to make this moment any more intense?
Pass me the Astroglide. No.
Ew,
pass
no.
me the Mochi Melt.
Pass me the Mochi Melt. What? This is the fucking, this is the Mykonos of lube.
Yeah, that's right.
The Louis Go to Vuitton. Mykonos. Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. Oh, Louis Vuitton.
This is Louis Vuitton, baby.
Yeah.
So you can go to fucking Ross and get your
KY.
Your KY.
Or you can level up
and get Mochi Melt, the Louis Vuitton of lube.
The Louis Vuitton.
Use promo code
TB15. MochiMelt.com.
MochiMelt.com. Promo code TB15 and Tom, this bitch sent you.
That's it.
Bye.
All right, guys, let's take a second from the pod. We're going to talk about our sponsors. You know them. You love them. It's Schedule 35. Mm. When it comes to microdosing and macrodosing, there's only one brand I trust, and it's Schedule 35.
Schedule 35, I hate to get intimate. They're my family. I wouldn't say that normally, but their shit is good, and it makes me feel like they're my family. I'm obsessed with this shit.
That's my favorite flavor.
This is the best one.
The raspberry dark chocolate mushroom bar.
Go to schedule35.co right now and get the raspberry and dark chocolate bar and get the fucking tea.
The
tea
is so good.
The tea hits. The tea is strong.
I drank the tea at Skankfest. I was like walking around like,
oh, the tea hits. And I like Schedule 35 because if you want to get into microdosing and you don't want to go like super hard and go full into it, it's an easy way to like, do a small
dip your
amount.
Foot in the pool.
Yeah. So make sure you go to schedule35.co, promo code TB15, and get yourself 15% some chocolate bars
off.
And 15% off. That's a great deal. And you won't regret it. Check out the comments. Everybody loves it. It's the fucking best.
All right, let's get back into the pod. Well, one time I went to a music festival and I knew I was too old for music festivals because when I got there, the only place where for us to sit was a place where we had to take a survey. And I was like, let's go take the survey so we could sit.
If you're taking a survey at a music festival, you're too old. You're too old. It's time to go.
I was like, a survey for a seat? Okay.
I would actually do that.
Yeah.
I'm not standing. Last time I went to a music festival with my friends, I knew we were too old because two of my friends were in wheelchairs and neither of them were disabled. I'm like, what are we doing? If we can't walk
the kids in my
for 4 hours, we shouldn't be going anymore. Like, one of them was Morgan.
No!
Morgan, he works here. He's the biggest black dude ever.
Wait, what?
Yeah, well, he actually broke his legs. He got hit by a car and he broke his leg.
Okay, then he's allowed to be on wheels.
Yeah, but he was at Life is Beautiful in the biggest scooter you've ever seen, and he couldn't control it. Like, he was like, it was like the most packed place ever, and it'd be like us, and then Fury, who like he said his knee hurts sometimes. You know, Stephen Fury, his knee hurts, so he got one too. Because he was like, Morgan was like, it was really easy to rent one. Then Morgan's died, and we had to like save him and plug it in. And then at one point, he almost killed someone because he tore down a bathroom. He accidentally ran into the bathroom, and when he was trying to leave with the wheelchair, it dragged the whole bathroom with him.
No.
He like deconstructed an entire bathroom at a festival. I don't even know if I could say this.
No.
Yeah. It was mentally ill. And I was like, we're not like, we're all tired and like grumpy. We're all fighting. I'm like, we shouldn't be here anymore.
We should be on like a vacation.
We almost died watching Young Thug. Like, it was a lot. We almost got Astroworlded.
What do you mean?
Squished.
Oh, thank you for the act out. You couldn't squish.
Yeah. Like that against people.
That'd be a sick way to go. I mean, like a dark way, not like a sick, cool way, like a dark way. You got squished to death.
Squished to death is dark. And that's what they say if you're at a concert and it's getting too crowded, the last thing you should do is put your hands in the air because then you lose all the area around your chest.
What?
And it tightens. And then when you put your hands back down, you expand. And so
where did you learn that? TikTok?
I learned that after Astroworld.
Sometimes I get confused by TikTok because they say things are trending and then I click and then it's not even true.
Like what? Oh, yeah. Well, you can't. That's so funny. That's
I don't understand how TikTok works.
There's this part of TikTok where they bait people from Instagram.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me.
And they just put like
They make it look
like Instagram. They're like hashtag Will Smith dead.
Yes.
Jerk off suicide. And you're like, oh, and you click on it and it has nothing to do with it. But I don't know. I think that's just to get people in.
Well, that's how they got me in. I'm like all of a sudden at 3 a.m. trying to figure out if Kylie Jenner's son has Down syndrome because of TikTok. I was like, does he? He looks healthy in this picture. I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, it's sick.
TikTok got your girl.
Dude, I have to. I'm sorry. I have to show you. I'm sorry to even do this on the show. I'll send it to you. I have to show you this TikTok I like this morning. Sarah.
What?
Oh, I have to tell you guys a story, too, because
okay,
this is racist.
Tell the story. That's crazy. That's... Kim.
Can you see it?
Kim, that is... You're going to get canceled.
I liked it publicly. A Down syndrome girl saying black girls aren't cute is like, you can't even, what do you do with that racism? What do you do? Yeah. In the comments are black girls commenting, and one of them said, okay, she's writing back to the people that are commenting.
No,
oh, it's gone viral since I opened it this morning. So there's like thousands more comments. It was just her. Oh my God, I think someone's deleting her responses. And a black girl would be like, Jesus loves you, baby, no matter what. And then she would write back, not you, ugly.
No!
I was losing it!
No.
It was the most racist shit I've ever seen, but you can't say anything because she's special needs. Can you? This is my question.
That's a good question.
This is my question for the podcast. Is it okay? Is it okay to be racist if you have special needs?
I think we have to take our branding off this episode.
Oh, man.
Fuck, dude. Okay.
Yeah. Direct your concerns to jamie@laughfactory.com.
I have a really funny story, and this happened to me 3 days ago on an airplane, and it's very true. And
this is a crazy story.
That sounds like a lie that I would say it's very true, but
it's very true. I definitely just didn't make this up.
I was on a plane and I was seated next to two little girls that were flying alone from visiting their mom to go visit their dad. And the older one was like 11. She had headphones in. She was like kind of leaned against the window, like angsty, not paying attention. And the one in the middle was like the cutest. She was like this little 7-year-old and she was so tiny and she had like all her toys and she was showing me all her stuff. And she was like a little blonde chick and she was so cute. And then she kept asking me questions. Like she was like, she thought I was so cool that I was like flying by myself.
Yeah.
And she was like, our dad's picking us up. Like, is your dad picking you up? And I was like, no. And she was like, oh, like, where are you going after this? I was like, oh, I'm going to my apartment. Like, I have my own apartment. She's like, you do? And you could tell she thought I was really cool. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, do you cuss? And I was like, yeah, I cuss. And then it got kind of quiet and she like smiled and I went, do you cuss? And she like giggled and she went, yeah. And I go, do you have a favorite word? And she goes, yeah. But I can't say it because it's the N word.
That is.
And then my jaw did this. And then she loudly said, yeah, and I definitely can't say that word because there's a lot of black people on this plane. And she looked like she was my kid at that point. And I was like, shut the fuck up, you little racist bitch. You little racist piece of shit. Redneck piece of shit. I literally stopped talking to her. I stopped helping her with her seatbelt. I was like, mind your business, kid. When she talked to me, I was like, anyways, little Hitler.
No, fucking, it's so fucking crazy.
It was crazy. It was fucking nuts.
It's so crazy.
It was unhinged behavior.
You're thinking she's going to say fuck. Even cunt would have been better.
I would have wrote a book about a cunt. That's a book about a cunt. That sounds so poetic. A book about a cunt. Do you think this?
What?
Oh, let's close it.
Oh, the leaf blower. Are those illegal now?
Are they?
Who's
outlawing leaf blowers? Can we worry about guns? Why are we outlawing leaf
blowers?
Because
there's too many women at home in the middle of the day, and they're like, "I'm trying to rest. My baby's trying to sleep." Turn off the leaf blower.
Thank God. You know, I like a leaf blower.
Oh, you do. Uh-huh. Remember when my ex had a leaf blower and you would sleep over for like a couple nights and then you'd be outside like leaf blowing?
Yeah. That sounds like so gay.
You were.
Remember when I was dating someone and you'd come sleep with us and you'd leaf blow for us in the morning? Remember when me you and your ex room. Would wake you? Yeah, I did have my own room and me and your ex would wake you up with song and food because you'd sleep in.
They said, wakey, wakey, wakey. It's time for breakfast. What is it?
Wakey, wakey, wakey. It's time for coffee, eggs and bakey. If you don't.
We don't have eggs and bakey.
Wakey,
so
wakey, wakey. There is no eggs and bakey. But if you.
But instead, we have coffee pastry. That was something like
it
that.
It was something sweet, you guys. Anyways, we really zoned into each other's eyes with that song.
Not the duet. This is bad. Not the duet that mommy was singing with my man in the morning.
It was like
over
a
muffin.
It was like a High School Musical episode.
I do. It is ingrained in my head.
I wish it was.
Wakey,
you couldn't
wakey,
remember.
Wakey, it's time for eggs and bakey. But since we don't have eggs and bakey,
no,
have some coffee pastry. Yes, it was.
You can't just force the words in.
That was it. No. Wakey, wakey, wakey. It's time for eggs and bakey. But since we don't have eggs
you hear
and
that part? That's weird.
You guys sang it.
No, because it flowed perfectly. You
guys
know
sang
it flowed perfectly.
Well, now you're overthinking it. That's
I'm not
how you
overthinking
sang it,
it
to me.
No. Wakey, wakey, wakey. Here's some eggs and bakey. We have no eggs and bakey. So here's some coffee pastry. That's
see?
It.
Something close. Do you see how she's taking it?
Do you see how one flowed and one didn't flow?
Wakey, wakey, wakey. It's time for eggs and bakey. But since
and
we
then
don't
if
have
we
it.
Don't have eggs and bakey in the pantry, we will close the eggs and bakey and we'll grab you a coffee pastry. It's the same thing. It's the same. It's not the same thing.
Wakey, wakey, wakey. It's time for eggs and bakey. Then how did you say
okay,
it?
Okay, enough. We have to keep people listening to the podcast.
I think they're going to love this.
I think they loved it 10 pastries ago.
Well, when do you get to, why do you get to decide what's cool and what's not?
Just timing. I felt it.
Have a podcast with your best friend, they said. It'll
no,
be a great
not
experience.
The millennial meme.
They
I
said.
Hate when she does bad memes out loud.
I love doing a meme, a bad
be
meme.
Be frustrated with your friend, they said. Get angry, they said. We can't, this can't be our peak of comedy. 42 hours later. Have you seen people making fun of millennial humor on
no,
TikTok?
No, because I am a millennial and I don't understand TikTok. I thought Kylie Jenner's son had Down syndrome and I don't know if that's true or not. Or
it's
if
not.
It's just clickbait.
I'll tell you it's not. Air is fine.
Not you knowing his name. Not you looking at me and saying Air is fine.
He is. And it's a great name.
His name was something else. It was Wolf and then they changed it to Air. Make up your fucking minds.
It's better.
Well, yeah.
They made a good choice.
Well, Wolf?
Going back. Wolf is a little intense.
This is my son, Wolf.
Ugh. I'm good.
I don't want my daughter dating a wolf.
What's the worst name you could think? No, don't say it. Because if we have a fan named that name, that's mean.
Well, all of a sudden she has a conscience. What is happening?
Mama loves her fansies.
Mama loves her honey.
Imagine being a fan of ours and someone's like literally imagine you're you. But the you here is named Suze. And you go, and thank you, Sarah.
You're looking out for Suze, is what you're telling me? for a hypothetical Suze?
No, you're Suze. The fan is Sarah.
What? You're just confusing me.
You're Suze.
No, you're Suze.
Okay.
And the fan is Kim.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Oh, you're not letting me finish. I can't get past this part.
Well, do it.
Then someone says, and you're listening to our pod. Kim's listening to our pod. And Kim's beautiful, by the way. I mean, Kim is.
I can't.
No, I'm serious. Dude, this is a real fan of ours that really loves our podcast. She's gorgeous.
You're talking about yourself.
She's like 5'3" perfect height. Not too short. Not too.
I can't. Does
honestly,
Paul,
like.
Paul, take she, notes. This she, is a narcissism.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about our fan, Kim.
But you're describing yourself exactly. 5'3" named Kim.
That could be. You know, there are other people that are 5'3" named Kim.
No.
She has gorilla grip.
I gotta go. Can leave the gorilla grip,
sweetie. This one is wetter than the Nile.
Ew! I don't want to think of you as being wetter than the Nile. Ew! Are we done? Have we done an hour?
No, we haven't.
Oh,
stop yelling! Are we done at me?
Well, when you start bringing up your pussy being wetter than the Nile. I have no choice but to draw a line in the sand and say, I've had enough.
Okay, it was a little disgusting.
I don't even know what you were talking about. You're like, there's a fan. Her name's Kim. 5'3". Yeah. Does jujitsu. Really funny. Roast comic, if you will.
Oh, you met her?
I can't.
Okay, so she's listening to our pod, and then all of a sudden we're going, you know what the name I hate the most is?
Kim.
Kim should kill herself.
Well, off I wouldn't yourself, say
Kim.
That.
Off yourself, you stupid bitch. Who cares if you're 5'3", you stupid that. Bitch? No one loves you, you stupid bitch.
No one would say that.
That would hurt Kim's feelings. Is that?
I hope your therapist is watching. There's a lot to unpack this episode. It's like a
It was a long holiday season. Mommy got triggered.
We can all tell. I want Brian to come back so I can tell him I know what 9 times 4 is. Yeah.
Brian, quickly! She's doing addition plus subtraction. She knows PEMDAS.
Not the legend of Shanky the mathematician.
Shanky the mathematician.
No one will ever know the math that was done in this room. Isn't that crazy?
Mind. It's a beautiful mind.
Isn't it crazy that 100 years from now, no one will ever know that today, the kind of fucking
no,
art.
Actually, they will because there's record of it. So let it be known that on this very day, what is it? The 28th of Honey. December, 2023, I did subtract 6 minus
5. 6 minus 5 is the funniest.
5 minus 6. It was the negative 1.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. Yeah. They call me the Rain Man.
She's a genius. She's a fucking genius, bro. Dude. Shanky the mathematician.
Solves one algebra. I mean, it wasn't even algebra. Subtracts one thing.
Subtracts once.
Not the hair flip.
You need a t-shirt that says subtracts once. with Albert Einstein's hair above the font. A light bulb that shines. Dude, do you remember that show when we were little?
Which one?
Where kids invented things?
No.
Do you guys remember the show? The kids invented things and they would pitch. It was literally Shark Tank, Figure It Out. Yes.
What?
Yes.
I bet you wanted to go on that so bad.
Ah! I remember, I'll admit this. This is actually one of my deepest secrets.
You did a tape.
No.
Thank God.
No. One day my school had a invention contest and I stole.
What?
The gulp. The Red Bull gulp was the most dramatic, I gotta say. What are you, Scooby-Doo in trouble? Why are you gulping like that? I think we're in trouble. What's happening here?
What'd you steal?
I stole the kid's idea and pitched it as my own and won the thing.
What happened to that other kid?
Well, he sold his company. I just pitched it to a class of 30 and it didn't go anywhere.
Oh, but it was
just for a school
idea?
Thing, but I saw it on TV.
Oh.
And I passed it off as my own idea. And the shirt and the invention was, and it was popular that day. It was a shirt that you could drink out of. And the shirt had a bottle that was tied to it and a straw that came out, and the design was a milkshake, and you could sip out of your own shirt. And everybody in my school was like, Kim's been drinking soda all day.
No.
It was like bad, like naughty. I was like, yeah, I got a Coke in here.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and I passed it off as my own. And everybody's like, she's the creator. She made this.
How long have you been sitting with that secret?
A long time, actually. I've actually never told anyone that I stole that idea. This is my first time. But I got away with it. And you know what? I think it's one of the 48 laws of power.
What? Steal something and pretend it's yours?
Yeah. Hold
Please
on.
Please leave the 48 laws the of power out of this. I hate when you reference it like it's the Bible. You're like, actually, on page 32, power. Psalm number 3,
List.
It reads, trick your enemies by pretending to be defeated, but really you're not. It's like she references it like it's the fucking Bible. It's a bit much.
Okay, well, I don't know what happened, but you're being mean to me.
You're like, I'm sorry, this reminds me of one of the 48 laws of power. Let me pull it up.
48 laws of power, power number 7. Get others to do the work for you, but always take the credit.
Do you see this? Do you see this? That makes me feel bad.
Thank you
I'm
guys.
Sending the
Thank
emails.
Thank you guys for tuning into my
I'm
podcast.
I'm sending the emails.
This bitch.
I'm sending the emails.
Oh,
wait
she's
a minute.
Sending them. Oh, she's sending them. The emails are being sent. The people receiving them, the emails are saying enough at this point.
They're like, hello.
So I'm following up. You actually put a space before your period. Did that mean you wanted more space from our company? I'm like, Sarah, stop correcting their grammar in the emails. Please.
I haven't done that.
Please.
That's our episode.
Why'd you cut me off like that? Like, literally.
Well, because it is.
Hold on. But before we cut off, I want everyone to know how unwell that was. That she was in the middle of laughing, like, ha, that's our episode.
Please. That's our episode.
Well, we're done.
Why did you do it like that?
I don't know. It just came out like that.
But why mid laugh? Did you, where was the laugh not real?
No, the laugh was real, but I'm just like,
in the middle of aha. You
That's
said,
our episode.
I'm done.
Let's end on a high note.
But I just need to know why mid-laugh.
End on a laugh, bitch.
Who cuts the laugh off to say end it? Why wouldn't you go into a fade out, a fade to black of like, ha, 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 ha.
The girl with the peppercini.
Oh, I'm going to eat that.
Last night is coming for the way I ended the podcast. Why would you show up with this 24 hours later?
Okay, mom, give me my pepperoncini.
No.
Stop punishing me.
I don't think you should have
it. Why is your hand on your hip like an angry soccer mom? Why are you eating the pepperoncini? All right, give me that. I got to finish my snack later. Fine, we're done.
I don't think you can eat this. It's been exposed to the elements. You can't bring it with you for 20.
You know what? You're right. We should have ended on a high note.
Yeah, see?
All right, we'll see you guys.
Well, you guys. Wait.
Where can people find you guys?
That's what I was going to do. At Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. Guys, we're coming to the main room of the world famous comedy store on January 14th. Right here. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kimmy, Trevor Wallace, Lisa Traeger, Jetski Johnson.
Jr., Ryan Sickler.
Ryan Sickler, Damon Wayans Jr., Trevor Wallace.
We said that.
Okay. Get the tickets.
Oh, you know Trevor Wallace. Always getting his name out twice.
And then at Princess Shank for more show dates and all of that. And then subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/SarahWineShank.
Y'all, at Kim Congdon on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Twitch.tv/QueenKong1. You want to see me throw that ass pussy everywhere?
No.
Patreon.com/KimKongdon.
Can you not say there's no pussy everywhere?
There's no pussy. I'm sorry to say that. There's not.
Throw that ass.
I'm throwing that ass. I'm fucking smashing cakes with my pussy.
No, you're not.
Yeah. You know what I did? I put, you know, those poppers that you throw on the sidewalk and they go. I've been squeezing them with my Kegels and popping them inside of me publicly. Patreon.com/KimKongdon.
You're lying.
And make sure you come out to our show at the Comedy Store, KimKongdon.com.
That's so visceral.
Try to get yourself some merch. Show out. We forgot to put our merch up, but we got merch, baby. We got merch. Check it out.
It's so cute.
Is this clean? Maybe. This bitch.
Not the dirty merch. She wears it.
This is from my home. This is from my personal home.
Did you bring the tote?
No, I didn't.
The tote is one of my favorites.
Get yourself some shit, guys.
Get yourself some shit. Start the new year right.
Love you guys. See you next year.
Love you.
Next episode.
Today is the New Year's episode.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
It's your new fresh year.
Yes.
Subscribe. Tell your friends about us. Bye.
Bye.
And guys, a quick thank you to the Comedy Store for having our podcast on their network. Go check them out at the Comedy Store YouTube channel.
Go check them out.
We'll be right back.